Well, welcome in here to another week of Alishan Life here on KJN. Chris Parks here with you this morning, and always with us is Andrea Ferrier to let us know about what's going on at the shelter. Andrea, thanks for joining us for another week of the program.
Thanks so much for having me here.
All right, well, we'll get right into it here. I know that you were pretty full up there for a while, and now things have kind of changed a little bit, so glad that folks have gotten out there and adopted some animals, but always still some more available, so I guess we'll get right into what you do have available now.
Absolutely. I want to say thank you to the people out there who are listening and the people in the community. I mean, 2 weeks ago, the shelter was full and it was a really serious situation. And now here we are, we don't have very many animals. Just since last week, by my count, 6 cats have found homes and 2 dogs. That's amazing. And it really makes me happy, not only for the sake of these animals, but for the owners who now have, you know, great companions, great friends. So I just think that's wonderful. I want to thank the people in this community for what they've done. But that doesn't mean that there aren't more animals if you're still looking for a friend. There are 2 cats available for adoption at the shelter right now. Both are adults, which has its benefits. You know, they're already usually comfortable with the litter box. They don't have quite as much energy if you're looking for somebody a little more calm. One of them is a male. His name is Mei Mei. He's, maybe 6 years old. He's a tiger striped. He's already been neutered, so there's an expense that you're not going to have. Really, he's just a big, lovable galoot. I mean, he's real sweetie pie. He likes to snuggle. He's real laid back, very friendly, but not real pushy or aggressive. And then if you'd rather have a female, we have an interesting gal down there at the shelter right now. Her name is Camille. She's been spayed also. So again, that expense has been, you won't have to worry about that. She's real pretty. She's white. She's got kind of gray and tan spots, a little calico-y. She's missing her front left leg though. So she's faced some challenges in life and overcome them. And I'll tell you what, missing a leg has not slowed her down a bit. She has energy. She's playful. She's fun. But she's a snuggler also. So, you know, if that's what speaks to your heart and you've been looking for the perfect companion and one of these cats really seems like it'd be the right one, we encourage you to come on down. If you're more of a dog person, we do have 2 dogs available for adoption right now. One of them is Nutmeg. She's a heeler mix, multicolored. She's just kind of a fluffy, shaggy, funny little thing. She's very friendly, though, and she loves attention. She'd probably do really well in an adult household or one with maybe older children. We don't know for sure how she'd react to younger kids, but seems her personality, she might be better with a little bit more calm environment. And then we also have a yellow lab. She's a female. She's been spayed, which is a great, you know, again, that's great if you're adopting an animal to have that already done. She's a real people pleaser. She knows some basic commands. She likes to sit. She's excitable, but she can also really calm herself down and really just wants somebody who will work with her and kind of help teach her how to be the best companion possible. So those are the ones we currently have for adoption. Now, I would say we have 4 other animals in the shelter right now that we're holding for the 7-day wait period. If you've lost your beloved pet, this is the place to come. These animals come in and, you know, we take great care of them, but of course it's not a replacement for their home. So if you've lost your pet, this is the place you should come. Check us out, give us a call. There are 2 cats and 2 dogs right now that are on the 7-day hold, so I hope we can reunite them with their owners.
All right, so if you're looking for a pet, or like you said, if you have a lost pet, that's the first place to start, is to stop by the shelter and check it out. Some great options there. You mentioned, you know, many that already are either spayed or neutered, so that saves you that cost you may incur, you know, on some other animals. So a lot of great options there. The adoption process itself is very simple, and the cost is already very small for people as well.
Yeah, we try to make it really easy. You know, our goal is just to reunite animals and owners, or unite for the first time new pets with their new owners. The cost for a cat is $10, and the cost to adopt a dog is $25. And again, if you're getting an animal that's already spayed or neutered, you take them to the vet, get them checked out, make sure they're current on shots, and you've got this great companion there. So, and the process is easy. The folks are friendly. This is a really good way to find a pet.
And if folks want to stop on by, tell them when they can do so and where they can do so.
Absolutely. The shelter is at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd. It's on the northwest corner of town at the wastewater treatment plant. The hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30, or Saturday from 8 to noon.
All right, so lots of time to stop on by. And, of course, if you have questions, give them a call at that number, and they'll be able to get back to you when they can at 243-2287. And remember to stop on by at 309 Sunnyside Lane. We're glad that people are stopping by and looking at the pets and adopting pets and finding new companions, and we hope that that continues to happen. Obviously, that's the cause to keep the process moving forward. So, Andrea, thank you for your time once again here this week, and look forward to hearing from you next week as well.
Thanks so much, and when you go to the shelter, make sure you tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.